In spite of what you have heard, we're at the height of our powers, atop the tallest of towers.
You'll never stop us.
Take my hand if you trust, and we will do what we must, until it's turning out just like we planned.
We're so proud.
Power. So you've just entered what you now know is the Carvery. The door is slammed shut behind you. You saw Carver across the way, sitting at his desk. He is so excited to see you guys. He flipped on the lights. The Carvery whirred into life. It's quite loud. Let's just say, like, American Ninja Warrior levels of production this ain't.
Yes.
A lot of, like, generators going and chains and conveyor belts and that kind of thing. But laid out before you is what can only be described as, like, a gauntlet obstacle course training ground kind of deal. In an oblong shape in the middle, and then in the corners, anywhere where there's not training ground, you are standing on like graded floor. Now, Roger, you are still in shadow. There's pools of light coming from overhead lights, but there's also a catwalk around the perimeter of the room on what would be the second floor, and that is providing some shadows, which you are still hidden in. But you, Lyle, and you, Navy, are both in plain view of Carver.
Is this a situation? Is the vibe in here like wealthy retiree with nothing to do? Like, this is his post retirement sort of hobby?
Yeah, I don't know about wealthy. Everything has kind of a DIY feel for it to be that. So much as is, I would say, like resourceful. Retiree with nothing to do.
Okay, great. And that vibe, that vibe's correct. Okay.
So what's the... Sorry, this is crazy. Sorry, you're so far away.
Yeah, are you going to get started?
What are we... Is there a flag or a buzzer?
Well, no, it's just training. So, like, you come over to me, and then we'll turn off the switch.
Okay, so there's a button. There's
a button over here. And you should get moving. It's kind of, I wouldn't say it's timed, but, and roll like a check for listening.
A look around?
Yeah, you're a look mortal. Around, an observing check.
I got one success, 115.
Okay, Justin, you give me a check as well.
What kind of check?
Just like a looking around check. It's 2d8s for you.
Well, is it dark?
It's got to be pretty dark in here.
It's got to be fairly dark.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I would say
inside of a warehouse.
Then I get 3D.
Famously dark. Wow, that's... Wow. You fail a lot.
I don't have the tab open, so I'm just kind of judging by your guys' reaction.
Yeah, okay, no, Justin, three failures.
Yeah, three failures. So, Justin, go ahead and make sure you're adding an experience point.
Oh, well, that sounds like a silver lining if I ever heard one.
Yeah, there you go. Griffin, with your mixed success, you hear, like, a building kind of... buzz from beneath you.
Okay.
And it should be noted, you're standing on a metal graded floor.
Okay.
It's only now that I've tapped back over that I can appreciate what a absolute failure that was.
Huge bug. Yeah.
Wow.
I think there's a trap and I'm going to blast off now. Are you good?
Well, I figure as good as I'm going to get over here, man.
Yeah. If there is some sort of trap, it seems like stuff like physical harm doesn't actually bother you all that much.
Well, more of a spiritual guy.
Yeah, you guys don't have to... Everything's like, not pleasant, but you're not going to get hurt. That's not the goal. You'll be fine.
Would I understand, like, just by looking at it, I see the overhead map that you've so kindly provided for
Thank
us.
You.
To what extent am I aware of this around me, or is there more of a fog of training around?
No, you can look. Basically, the only complication as far as that goes is like the obstruction of view because there's a lot of stuff,
a lot of obstacles.
Yeah, between so you guys,
where do we start?
We're down at the bottom right.
Okay, there we go. All right.
Okay, I'm just gonna charge up my my splash pack and just do the biggest, gnarliest jump, just skipping over as much of this as I can, just leaping into the fray. Is there a roof?
Well, there's not a roof so much as there's kind of a gridded system over it, which a lot of stuff is hung from.
Okay,
right.
Okay.
So there's definitely some clearance you can make, but it's not like open to jump.
You know
across,
what? You know? I don't want to skip. He worked a long time on this. I want to make this feel good for Carver. I want him to, I don't want to blow through his whole training routine. So I'll start with the moving dummies with swords, which seems so dangerous to have in your home gym.
They're like rubber swords. You know what I mean? These are foam swords. This is training. He's not trying to kill you. Yeah.
I'm just going to sort of turn my splash back to fire forwards and just sort of shoot a column of water between these guys to try and knock them over and clear a path for me and Lyle.
Okay, great. Wait, hold on. Before you do that, what are you doing, Roger? You are still cloaked in shadow, but you are standing on the same metal grated floor that they are.
Okay, yeah. I'm not up on the second floor on the catwalk, right?
You're not on the catwalk, but you do have, you can see in the bottom left corner, there is a ladder to the catwalk level, and you do have some shadowy cover to get over there if that is your goal.
Yeah, I think I'm going to make my way to the stairs and go up to the catwalk.
Okay, yeah, give me a 2d8 sneak roll.
8 and a 3.
Hey, where's that, where's the cat, what's his name, Dustin Hoffman? Was that it? What was it?
He's actually kind of weird about us giving his name out. It's a thing we need to sort of talk about as a team. But he didn't come with us. He was sick.
Aw, bummer, man. Okay. Well,
it was Calvin.
Calvin?
He got Calvid.
Calvid. Okay.
He got...
They're shaking their heads no. I'm sorry.
He got Calvin 19.
No, they're saying...
It's not a joke. It's a real thing. You guys were so wrapped up in the human experience.
They're calling over
the
their
COVID.
Lawyers, Griffin. I don't know what to tell you, man. It's out of
you
my hands.
You didn't even think about the bovine experience. It was rough for them, too, man.
So, Roger, you're able to make it up to the catwalk, and luckily, with the whirring of all the machines and everything, your hoof steps on the grated floor are covered, but you're not able to make it all the way to the ladder, but you're, like, there. You know what I mean? You're ready to scale the ladder.
Can I blast these freaking dummies yet?
Of course you can. Give me an attack with your blaster.
Okay. That's 3d8 with my signature item.
Correct.
Cool. Big money, no whammies. Double success, cowabunga 7-7.
Aw, yeah. You do this, they go flying. So they start spinning as you spray them, and, like, you know, their arms kind of spread as they spin, and they end up, like, kind of knocking each other over.
Yeah, I have to brace myself, I feel like, when I do it this, not like, I feel like Bulky Boy comes into play a bit here, where when I combine my two powerful jets of water into one incredibly powerful column of water... There is a recoil effect that would take down the average animal.
Now, are you headed towards the left or the right? The right side, you have kind of angled stepping stones, as one might see in Ninja Warrior.
I'll see where Lyle goes next. I feel like I don't want to hog all the glory here. I've just sort of neutralized this first trap to make a path for us.
Okay, yeah. Lyle, which way do you want to head? You have swinging chains on the left, a spinning log in the middle, and the angled stepping stones on the right, all three of which are over, you know, the grated floor is kind of across the whole thing.
Okay, so I am, but I'm still, okay, so help me understand, this is like a level above the actual training ground, or have I jumped down?
This is like a cutout. What I am standing on is like the same level as us. It's just...
I was just kind of highlighting the things. There's only two layers. There's the training ground and the catwalk above.
Okay, got it. I think I'm going to head... Man, neither one of these is really playing to my strengths. I'll use my camouflage abilities to get past the dummies.
Excellent. I already did that, man. Those dummies are gone.
Oh, so we don't have to individually challenge them? Is this like...
Well, no. On his cowabunga, he's taken out the ones on the right.
Okay.
Towards the stepping stones. If you want to go for like the swinging chains or the spinning log, right, you can head through the left or over the stepping stones in the middle.
Let me try the stepping stones. I feel like that would be a really good fit for me. That feels like a good match for my skill set.
As an extreme firefighter.
Well, and as an extreme firefighter, getting through environments that are challenging is really up my alley.
Yeah, okay, so if you're picturing these, they're like kind of rounded mushroom top kind of stepping stones, right? So it's not just like boop, boop, boop. It's a little bit of like having to balance and jump
across them. Okay, well, I will sit down and take off my shoes.
Okay.
Okay, this will be easier.
Is that you? Wait, sorry, is Lyle doing that?
Lyle's doing that, yeah. Okay, my socks. Great. And my other socks. I have to wear two socks because of the oozing. All right.
Should be no problem now, man. I'm at full, my stickiest, most sticky potential here.
All right, well, and I'll just glide across the stepping stones without a care in the world.
Now, this is a new thing that you've just invented for yourself.
Extremely sticky feet. It makes sense, though,
right? It's not a superpower, Trav. It's just color, all right?
Okay.
It's just color. I'm not trying to pull a fast one. I'm just trying to add a few colorful threads to your tapestry, okay?
I didn't assume a fast one. I was just trying to play in the space.
Well,
I
mean, that was your first mistake.
All right, Justin, give me just 2d8 roll. I'm going to say an animal with your Uzi feet.
Okay.
Uzi feet sounds like something.
Yeah,
really,
man.
Cooler
two successes.
Oh, that's a double success. Baby. Yeah, as you're going, you're stepping across. This is as easy as not falling off a log for Lyle. He does this, maybe even doing it kind of one foot at a time, like boop, 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 right? This is like what Lyle, as an axolotl, of course, was born to do, crossing across kind of slippery stones across a river. You make it look easy.
Just like the babbling brooks of your youth.
Hey. Man. Navy.
I don't actually know your biome, like where you grow
up.
Navy. It's a babbling brook.
I left my dang shoes, man.
Oh, I gotcha.
Do you mind? Sorry.
I'll just walk over.
I should have said I
no,
picked them
no
up.
Problem. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, give me, as you walk back across, give me another like perception check, a looking around check.
This is me doing this?
Yeah.
That's three failures.
You reach to grab the shoes, and when you do, you get a pretty significant shock from the electrified grate on the ground.
Okay.
Great electric fright.
Yeah, it doesn't...
Did he have my shoes? Are my shoes?
I do have your shoes. I'm definitely not letting go of those. Okay.
Well, you wouldn't be able to. Your fingers kind of lock up.
Don't take this from me.
It doesn't cause any damage, but it's wildly unpleasant.
Okay, I want to just sort of reflexively get off the ground and maybe get up onto the stepping stones.
The platform with the dummy is cool.
Oh, okay. Well, then I beg to hop on the platform with the dummies. No problem.
And Roger, you're at the ladder. Now, Roger, your teammates know where you are. Do you want to try to communicate with them in some fashion as to what you're planning?
I don't know if I can without...
Now, we have established a rudimentary hand signal communication system.
It puts the rude in rudimentary.
It's extremely advanced, and it's not my fault that you guys
and it is rude.
Can't lock it in. It is. Yeah. There are some rude gestures. Yeah.
No, I don't think I can. I don't think I would. I don't think they can see me.
Correct. All right, Roger, you're at the ladder. What are you up to?
I'm going to try to access the catwalk so I can sneak as close as I can get to maybe find a way to assist my teammates in getting past these obstacles.
Excellent. You're able to make it up the catwalk. The ladder's not a problem. But tell me about Roger's footwear situation. What's he rocking down there?
I got some shoes if you need them.
Roger wears dance shoes because they're extra padded because, of course, hooves. I think we all.
Yeah.
I think we all figured that out.
Yeah. And so they're dance shoes. They're not exactly like ballet shoes. They're not that soft stuff. They're kind of a black leather. They could
That's
pass
messed
for
up.
Something looking pretty dressy, but they're not.
If I find out Roger's wearing any leather, I'll be hugely upset. by that.
It's has leather. To be faux. It's pleather. Okay. Trav, where did all I right. stop my motion? Where did I like end up?
At you the end of the stepping have made stones, it across right? the stepping stones, right? So then you have the option of heading across the swinging chains.
But is there a safe spot that I am at? Or
Yeah. There's like little platforms. Okay. Roger, with those dance shoes, I'm going to say this is a pretty easy, but not a shoe-in roll. So give me a 3d8 roll to get up that metal ladder without making too many clunk, clunk, clunk noises.
Very well. Three failures.
That's us. That's us on this freaking obstacle course.
He didn't ask the name of our podcast. He asked what you rolled.
So you are able to make it up the thing. Go ahead and take yourself an advancement point, experience point there. But now Carver clocks you up there and is like, oh, okay, you were able to make it. Are you feeling better, man?
Yes, but I have reverse height issues. When I'm down on the ground, when I'm down at a
okay.
lower level,
I
get sick. I had to get up here, get a little air.
Okay. Okay, cool, man.
Are you saying that you're only... Sorry, if I could just ask a quick follow-up, man. Are you saying that you're only comfortable at higher elevations?
Oh, yes.
You get, like, dizzy and freaked out if you're not elevated, man.
You have in vertigo.
Bad in vertigo.
Sorry, but wouldn't that make... And I'm sorry to put the... Can you pause the electrified floor just for a second?
Yeah. And he lowers the switch to about halfway.
Awesome. Thank you so much for that. So, like, it seems like dance would be a bad profession to choose if one suffered from in vertigo.
And so I use a hand signal to show them that I'm lying.
All right, cool. Oh, I got it. Cool.
It's so, subterfuge. It's what I'm supposed to be.
It's doing. The Dave Coulier cut it out.
Okay, we're good. You can electrify.
Oh, I love
again.
That guy. I wrote a whole song about him back in the 90s.
Okay, so actually lower the switch again. Are you saying that you ought to know for Alanis Morissette?
No, it just happened to be one of those like strangely, you know, like parallel kind of things I wrote, do you know you should?
Okay, Dave Coulier hurt a lot of people. Let's get back into the training now.
Oh, no, mine was about facts that I didn't think he knew. He didn't hurt me. It was just like, here's a random fact that Dave Coulier should know about. Do you know about this? You should.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, it was a chart topper in Lithuania. Okay, back to the thing. And he cranks back up the switch. Oh, but now that you're up there, that's great. I can try these out. And you see the different panels of the catwalk start kind of flipping in sequence. So one, then the next one, then the next one, then the next one. Each panel is about 4 feet long, and then they reset.
He's got a balance obstacle in the American Ninja Warrior parlance.
Now, this catwalk runs along the edge of the building, or is it over? Is it the grid over the whole top?
This is about 2 feet above the grid, so you can see where the grid is secured to the catwalk.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like a separate structure, so it's like wired in and kind of like tension wired to hold it in place. But it was not structurally part of the building, the grid over the obstacle course. So you could reach the grid over the obstacle course, but it would not be maybe as stable per se as the catwalk it.
Gotcha. Okay.
I would like to, it looks like Spinning Log is in front of us at this point.
Yes. Correct.
I would like to, standing on the platform, try and brace myself as firmly as I can. And just sort of sumo grab the spinning log to try to stop it spinning.
Oh, Griffin, I love
to make
this
it
so much.
Easier to
thank
cross.
You for this gift.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Roll me a bulky boy check.
Okay. Oh, double eights, baby. Double success, cowabunga.
I am
tearing Carver's whole world apart right now.
So you brace your feet on the platform, right? And, like, then grab the wheel, and you hear like a grind. So not only do you stop it from moving temporarily, You've just like worn the gears out.
I look up at Carver to see if Senpai notices me. If Senpai notices me in this moment.
Yeah, you know what? A 88 Kawabanga. He's like, nice. Oh, he starts stroking what would be a beard if he had a beard, but he's a tortoise.
Amazing. This is the greatest.
But then
moment.
You also see him clog. He goes, oh, man, I'm going to have to get new gears for my giant log. Do you know how hard it is to find giant gears for a giant spinning log? That's okay. It's okay. You're doing exactly what I told you to do, man. Cowabunga.
This is the greatest moment of Navy SEAL's life.
Oh, man. Now, listen, that was killer, but look ahead. I think those are smooshing paddles. I saw Solos, man. It's so many places are one of the hardest things to get past. And if you get stuck between the paddles, you're going to get smooshed, brother.
That's right. They're rubber
Carver,
paddles.
Carver, what's
with
wrong
like...
with what's wrong with you, sicko? These are smooshing paddles. The government outlawed these, man.
They're just thick foam, man. It's going to be okay, dude.
I'm not getting smooshed for anybody, man.
Well, you could go through the spinning thick jump ropes. You could head towards the climbing wall.
Because when I look at an axolotl, I bet that dude loves jumping rope.
Yeah. I look at axolotl, I say,
I feel like given your sort of gummy, tacky nature, being smooshed would not be... As fatal to you as it would be to
know,
a
man,
crunchier.
I don't know, man. I've never experienced it. It always just looks so smooshy.
Just a reminder, man. It's just thick foam, bud.
It's just not, fun.
There's no fatal about it.
Can you just turn them off, please? And I'll keep going.
No?
I think he should be able to ask for the obstacles to kindly be turned off.
I think... Here's what I'm saying, right? It shouldn't ever impact... our work together as heroes that I got smooshimophobia, right, man?
That's true, man. Okay, here's what I'll do. And he turns a dial, so now they're moving at alternate times. So they might, now they're pushing paddles, and they'll push you off
fine.
The conveyor belt.
It won't ever come together.
Man, that's fine.
You're okay being pushed?
That's good stuff.
Okay, I don't want you to get smooshed if you're not comfortable with it.
All right, and I just...
Will you turn them back up for me when I cross, though? I want more.
And he writes down on he has a consent checklist.
Yeah,
and he's like, okay, cool, smooshing.
Yep. More smooshing for the pushing for me. Thank you so much.
Okay, now that's confusing. Do you want it to be the pushing battles or the
maximum smooshing, baby?
Maximum smoosh. Got it, man.
All right, putting a dollar in the baby jar.
All right, I hit the conveyor belt as hard as I can with my axe.
All right, you head towards the pushing paddles.
Yeah.
And so this is the conveyor belt that you'll be running across is running back towards you. Right. So this is going to be a combination of speed and dodge.
Yeah, I'm going to hit the conveyor belt as hard.
Oh, I give you back your shoes for sure.
Okay, thank you.
I don't know how sticky you want to be for the rest of this.
I hit the conveyor belt as hard as I can with the hatchet man.
Okay.
Because I'll stop it.
It should do
It'll
that.
Just stop, and then I'll walk.
Okay, normal. Yeah, give me a roll with your signature item, so that's 3d8.
I feel like Carver wants to see our ingenuity as well.
Absolutely. That's two failures. And our ninjanuity.
Our ingenuity, thank you. That is one success.
And so your goal was to hit the conveyor belt in such a way that it kind of pinned
the
it
axe
in place.
In it, just to pin it in place so I could get across safely.
Okay. So,
and then summon my axe back to my hand.
Ah, so with a mixed success, it pins it in place, but it pins it in place by when it reaches the end, like the platform you're standing on, it like wedges it there with the axe handle on the platform and the axe head in the conveyor belt. So if you were to like pick the axe back up right now, it would move again. So right now it's held in place as long as the axe is pinning it there.
Okay, I run across the conveyor belt. Like, okay. I'm not messing around.
So give me a 2d8, and we're going to see how your timing with the pushin' paddles does.
Okay, that's 7 and an 8.
That is a double success, my man. These paddles ain't got nothing on you. You are the wind. They're going boom, boom, boom. And you've got the rhythm down. You're like moving in perfect concert with them.
And I'm like, so I raise my hand at the end of the platform, like,
hatchet man to me. Ah, man.
Do you need me to get your
hatchet?
Get
my hatchet
for you,
man.
Yeah, I get. Yeah, no problem.
Thank you.
Just so it. When we're in the field, if you could keep better track of your own personal belongings, I feel like things
would
go a little bit.
Hey, listen, I stopped the conveyor belt. You should be thanking me.
Okay,
so
I am
so
going
far,
to.
So far, the shoes, the axe. Yeah. You know, it is starting to look like a trend.
I found your wallet back here. Did you mean to set that down also?
Hey,
or?
Hey.
Whose pants are these?
I know how many punches my Pita Pit card had. It's just saying. If you swap it out with a different one, man, I'm keeping track. I'm almost to
a
free Gorgonzola. A free what? Sorry. And he lowers the switch act to have. A free what?
A pita gorgonzola. It's my favorite thing at Pita Pit.
It's just a pita full of gorgonzola? Is that what you said?
Yeah, but they fry it in the banana pepper oil, man. It's outrageous.
Oh, gosh. Oh, that does sound pretty radical, dude. Actually, yeah. Okay.
I heard a boy named Griffin McElroy ate one and he died. From his stomach.
Yeah, that makes sense, man. Okay. And he cranks the switch back up. Roger, what are you doing? You got these flipping panels in the catwalk.
These flipping panels.
These flipping panels, man. Ah, oh, flip.
Taking our jobs.
Walker is going to.
Ah, these panels. Ah.
Roger is going to use the. All the machinery noise. You said there was a lot of noise.
Yes, correct.
Which would be working in a regular pattern, which provides a techno beat so he can do Night Foxtrot.
Unbelievable.
Heck yeah, it does.
To get
Heck
past
yeah,
the panels.
This is. Would you say,
panels.
Dad, that this is industrial techno?
Whatever. Well, yeah.
Never mind. Don't worry about it.
As I know, yeah. Just like some of those... like corn, you mean? The band
just like corn, Dad.
Just like corn.
Just like corn.
Just like corn. Dad, give me 4d8s. This is your time to shine here.
Okay. And I failed miserably.
Jesus Christ.
1, 1, 3, 4. Incredible, Dad.
Wow. So take another point of advancement.
And where do I put that?
Under practice makes perfect, dude.
Okay, dude.
It's at the bottom.
Got it.
I love you trying to recreate the breakdance scene from Ocean's 12 and just immediately falling
someday.
In the first hole.
It'll happen someday.
Okay, yeah. Give me... So basically, you step on the first panel, it starts to flip. Now you have the option to either drop down into the obstacle course or try to hang on to the panel.
I got to try to hang on to the panel.
Okay. Do you want to use your prehensile tail to do that?
Yes.
Kindness that he has just offered you.
Yes, okay, give me a 3d8 prehensile power check.
Wow, Dad.
Wait a minute.
That's a 3-3-2.
Yeah, that was 3-3-2.
So I guess I fall.
Yeah, you try to hold on with that there tail, and you just whiff it. Just for lack of a better term, and I'm sorry to use this, you beef it.
Yeah.
So you're going to drop down, and now you are in the left side with the dummies and their rubber foam swords. But you are prone on the ground, so the swords are, like, spinning around you, like, above you.
Okay.
So you are currently safe, kind of, oh, my God, cowered underneath the spinning swords.
Good. There's going to be a lot of those. Cow is in a lot of words.
I can't. I'm not doing it on purpose.
No.
Now you got to hurry. Got to hoof it.
Okay.
Let's not use them all up, okay? It's only the
I don't want to milk it. You're right. Yeah.
Oh.
I see that Roger has fallen. I'm going to try and defend him.
It's my favorite Gerard Butler movie.
Roger has the president's in danger.
Roger has fallen.
I'm going to sort of focus the apertures of my splash pack into sort of a pressure wash sort of nozzle and try to just kind of cut across the dummies to just sort of lathe them in half.
I love that.
To disarm them, I guess. But since he's prone on the ground, I figured the odds of this going very poorly are low.
Yeah. It would have to go real bad to hit him.
Okay. That is two successes.
Yeah,
six and
two
seven.
Successes. You're able to, like, carve straight through them. And Carver, once again, appreciates the maneuver.
carved straight through him. Love it.
I bet
he does once again get mad that he's going to have to replace those dummies.
I mean, let us know, man. If you want us to be less destructive on the course, I just thought it was...
No, you're doing great. This is my own. I didn't, you know, I should have had more backup parts.
You can take some dummies from the right side and put them over here on the left.
Okay, yeah, reduce, reuse. I love it. Lyle, you are up. You've made it across the conveyor belt. I'll move you over here. So now you have a greasy, oily, slippery four to your left.
Oh, God.
You have, like, balanced teeter-totters stepping stones to get across, or, like, an overhead netting to swing across.
I gotta go with the slippery four. I think that's my best bet.
So do you remove your shoes once more?
I think I'm gonna have to. Hey, I'm sorry about this, but I have to remove
one of my shoes
to keep balance between the stickiness and the slipperiness. The problem isn't anything to be slippery, because ice is that. It's not a problem for it to be sticky, because, you know, earth is sticky. But if I have one sticky foot and one slippery foot...
Well, slow down, Hank Green. I can't keep up with the science.
If I have one slippery foot and one, you know, sticky foot, I won't have any problems.
That makes sense to me.
But you gotta get my shoe, please.
So you hand your shoe?
Yeah, no, I picked up on that. Just leave it near the axe.
You haven't picked up on it yet. I just set it down.
Okay.
Give me a roll there.
I don't want to roll. I'm gonna try to stay upright.
Roll 2d8. Oh, boy.
Oh, man. Oh, man. God punished me with a 2 and a 3.
It doesn't make sense, though. You had one sticky foot and one slippery foot. Everything
the science worked. The
everything science was in place for that to work.
Thanks for nothing, Gary Gygax.
I don't think Gary was involved in the creation.
He's
I think
watching
this was
over
all
of us.
This was Travi Tri-Tracks.
That's true. How did you know about my rap name? Okay, you spin out, Lyle. You are now kind of doing a little bit of impromptu breakdancing here on the slippery floor, and you go to prone.
Yes, but you're doing it very well for a novice.
Well, better than an Australian, yeah, right?
Zing.
That's not nice.
It also won't be topical by the time this comes
perfect
out.
No way.
Roger, you're up. Well, you're down. You're prone. But it's your turn. A reminder, the spinning log is completely defunct, so that would be an easy way to cross. The spinning bad guys, dummies, have been cut in half, so they are no longer a threat.
No, I think I'm going to grab the chains and try to swing across. I'm going to try to do two maneuvers in one.
I love it.
I love that. Yeah.
He's going to swing across the chains and then use the momentum from that swing to dodge the spinning thick jump ropes.
Now be careful, Dad. These jump ropes are so thick.
I know.
Travis didn't specify. Each one is 2.5 feet thick. they make a terrible noise every time they...
Yeah, they're more like a jump. They're jump mats. Okay. Give me... You know, these are like, you know, like you would see at a CrossFit, you know, where people are whipping those ropes around. Doing what? We're not sure.
Exercise.
Well, cardio. I don't know, because it just looks like they're kind of making giant spaghetti.
Yeah, it's confusing.
Okay, Roger, I'm loving this. Give me, I would say with the use of your tail and hands, you have an advantage on the swinging chains. So give me 3d8s using your prehensile power.
Here we go. A 1, a 3, and an 8.
Yes, so with that 8, you are able to make your way across. It's a little, let's say, less than graceful, but you are able to land. But heading into the spinning thick ropes, you're a little off balance. So this one is going to be a little more challenging. In order to make it through, you're going to need at least 2 successes. So give me a 2d8 roll to make it through the spinning ropes.
You got this. It's an 8 and a 3.
8 and a 3.
Okay, with an 8 and a 3, you're able to make it about halfway before one of the ropes trips you up. And then it just kind of keeps whapping you as you're laying on the ground in the middle of the ropes. Once again, no damage, but wildly unpleasant.
Ow. Ow.
out. Navy, you are at the end of the currently paused conveyor belt that is being held in place by the wedged axe.
Slippery floor. Okay, so he's no longer on the conveyor belt.
So he's spinning around on the slippery floor.
Yeah.
And Roger is getting spanked by the spinning ropes.
No problem. I'm going to grab the axe, and I would like to throw it at the rope that is currently beating up Roger.
Ow.
Excellent. I have to protect my teammates.
Okay, yeah, give me a 2d8.
Yeah, this is not my signature item. One success, 8 and a 2.
Yes, with a mixed success, you absolutely stop the rope that's hitting him.
Yeah.
But the ropes on either side of him are still going.
Okay, that's fine.
Justin, are you having some fun spinning your token in place?
Seems like he's really slippery, and so Axelisle's kind of
I'm just
rotating.
Loving Justin having his own little in-world fun.
It's just the closest I've ever gotten to playing video games while I do this dumb thing. You know what I mean? I'm having the time of my life over here. I thought it'd be good for you. That was just for your all's benefit. You're complaining to me about it.
No, it made me sad. I wasn't complaining, Justin. It made me so happy.
I couldn't tell if you guys could see it as I was moving it or if it was just for my own benefit. That was the really scary part.
I love it. Now, what's happening here? It says cool.
Someone just wrote cool right on the map.
Cool. I didn't know. Okay. I need to take that ability away from you guys later. But I do know it's Griffin because it's in his color.
You're going to have to take the spinning away from me.
Navy,
I just deleted my character token. Hold on. How do I undo
suddenly,
that?
Suddenly, without warning.
Navy I just tried Seal. To erase cool, we, and I deleted Navy Seal.
We forget ever knowing him.
There was a third member, but... Or was
did Carver snap his fingers?
How did that happen?
Now make it's me giant.
I messed this up so bad.
I brought you back. Navy, you've spent your last 2 turns helping your 2 compatriots. So I'm going to say you have another action.
It's a flaw. It's a flaw of mine.
Okay, you care too much. It's your greatest
I care
weakness.
A little too much. Yeah, I've now, I guess, re-enabled the conveyor belt. So I grab the shoe as it comes to me, collecting the shoe. I now have the shoe and the axe.
And Carver turns the dial, and they're back to smooshing paddles.
Oh yeah, just how I liked it. I'm going to wait. Try to time it out just right, and in the gap between their smooshing, I want to try to just rock it forward with the splash pack and try to land on one of the teeter totters.
Give me a 3d8 roll with your splash pack.
Okay. 2 successes, 6 and a 5.
Yeah, with 2 successes, you're able to time it out perfectly. So they are moving kind of chunk, 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 right? And on the last one you go, as they're spreading apart, and they're closing behind you. And you are able to make it to the end, no problem.
Amazing.
Okay, spinning while you are up.
For the listener at home, we have almost completed this room. We are on the north side where Carver's... I imagine his desk is at the end of the obstacles we are currently
Correct.
On.
Okay, cool. I have to... Oh, man. I'm too slippery, man. I can't stop.
Do you want your other... Is this a situation where you could remove or add a shoe?
Oh, I'll try anything at this point, man. Can you toss me mine?
Yep, toss him his shoe. He's pretty close.
I'm going to say that the shoe toss from Navy isn't tough, but the fact that you are currently spinning and slipping, I'm going to need a roll from you to catch your shoe effectively. So give me a 2d8 roll. Oh, yeah. Double successes. You catch it on your foot.
It ties itself. The
it lands on your foot.
And I stop myself with it.
With 2 successes. Yeah. With the shoe on your foot, you're at a halt now. You're back. You have control of yourself once more.
I'm at the end of the what I can see as the obstacles, right? As
Correct.
Where I'm at. Am I... Oh, I should be able to just, like, leap on top of Carver's desk from here.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a little bit tricky because you are still on the slippery floor, but you are close enough to make that jump.
All right, I make the jump, and then I raise my hand up in the air, and I say, Hatchet Man to me!
Well, we'll see if you make the jump. Hold on.
I thought if I kind of did a combo.
Yeah, you can make the jump.
Okay, let me try to make the jump first.
Will.
Yeah, it's a collection. Yeah, it's a. We have a potpourri.
Oh, double successes. Whoa. 8 and a 5. Nice. Yeah, you make that jump. It was tricky to get your feet underneath you, but with both shoes. And, you know, these are extreme firefighter shoes. Yeah. You know what I mean? These aren't basic firefighter shoes.
Yeah.
So no. You make that jump. You land on his desk. You raise your hand.
And say, Hatchet Man, to me.
Do you now, want me to bring it to you? Because I'm whole...
Well, no, you threw
Come
it.
Come on, Griff. You can do this.
Oh, that's right. I did throw it.
Wait, you already threw it? Where is it now?
Yeah. I used it to cut the ropes.
Oh. Where is it now?
I hope
now?
It's okay.
Well, it's lying next to Roger on the ground.
Hatchet Man, to me!
Sorry, Roger. He keeps dropping all of his stuff, and I think it's going to be sort of an ongoing thing that me and you are going to need.
It's going to be so impressive if he thinks I can do this.
Yeah, make it.
Okay. I will. Please, just throw it really good.
Well, all right. I'm going to use my tail to throw it.
Perfect. Yeah.
I think I have more accuracy.
Perfect. I didn't even know cows could use their tails to throw things.
It's prehensile for some reason.
I'm not a botanist.
Welcome to the Abnormals universe.
Give me a 3d8 roll, Roger, to launch that axe with your tail.
At 3d8 roll.
At Lyle's.
Okay.
Ooh, yeah.
Wow. Double success.
Oh, that was a cowabunga.
8-3.
Okay. So, yeah, it goes perfectly. This is 100% like Mjolnir level, like directly to your hand. And Carver clocks it not just as like a check mark for you, Lyle, but also for you, Roger. And he's like stroking his invisible beard once more.
My head.
We're doing it, guys.
Let me reintroduce myself.
Okay.
I'm Axolotl.
Your name's Axolotl?
No, listen, you're not listening. Let me finish.
Okay.
My name's Axolotl, and these are the little Lyles. And we're here to see if you want to join our team.
Wait, so the name of your team is Axolotl and the Little Lyles?
We're trying it out.
Would that make you want to join? I'm not a fan, but if you like it.
It seems limited. It seems, I don't know, reductive?
Not for me.
Well, yeah.
It's huge for him.
For me, that name recognition alone would be massive, man. No, we don't have a name, but I made it up here first. Did I get a medal or a ribbon or so like a pack of gum or anything?
Well, you could turn off the switch so that they can just like kind of walk over here if you want.
Do you want to save first?
Sorry?
Well, I don't want to just turn off somebody's switch if they're in the middle of something.
Oh, no. I'm more of a Steam Deck guy.
He's playing Danganronpa on his switch on his desk.
All right, I used my handle of Hatchet Man to turn the switch off like a cool dude.
War, 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 war. Everything powers down. At this point, now you guys are free to just like walk over there.
Yeah.
And Carver's like, hey, yeah, man, that's so as far as the physical challenges go, man, passed right by. Before I decide if I'm going to, you know, take on the role as your trainer.
Spiritual challenge.
No, more of just like an interview segment.
So I was right.
Okay, yeah, let's get to that. And he puts on some readers and sits down with like a legal pad and he goes, let's do this. And like a guitar singer hits.
For a job interview?
Yeah. Hey, folks, we got some live shows coming up. We're going to be in Atlanta for Taz versus Popeye. We're doing My Brother and Me in Atlanta. We're doing Dragon Con in Atlanta. Atlanta, more like Cool Lanta, because we'll be there doing cool stuff. That's what they call it.
I didn't like that.
They call it Cool Lanta. Did you know that?
I don't think they call it Cool Lanta, dude.
They do.
Right, man.
Oh, the cool ones do. We've also got shows coming up in Texas, Utah, and California. All Taz shows for the rest of the year are going to be Taz versus shows. Like I said, we've got Taz versus Popeye in Atlanta. We're doing Taz versus Hercules in Texas, and even more coming up. So make sure you get them. Tickets for all the shows are on sale now. and get all the info and ticket links at bit.ly/McElroy Tours.
We got some new merch up in the merch store. We also got some great deals up in the merch store. We're doing a back-to-school sale. Select items up to 40% off. You can get 3 different back-to-school bundles. You get a free mystery pin with a purchase of $30 or more, and 10% of all our merch proceeds this month will be donated to World Central Kitchen. All that and more over at McElroyMerch.com. That's it. Enjoy the rest of the episode, and we'll be back with a new one in 2 weeks. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Danny at Maximum Fun. Have you checked out the bonus content for the Adventure Zone? There are a lot of fun one-shots in there, from a museum heist DM'd by Critical Role's Matt Mercer to a chaotic dungeon dive designed by Justin's daughter, Charlie. You can go enjoy all of those right now if you're already a MaxFun member. If not, any time of year is a good time to support the show by joining Maximum Fun, starting at just $5 a month. And when you do, you get access to the bonus content for every other MaxFun show too. So head to MaximumFun.org/join, and thanks for your support.
This won't take long. Most of it was the physical thing. You guys are doing great. I see you got good bones. You know,
I look at the house band that was just playing a guitar stinger as he set up this job interview. Like,
are they going to be here the whole time?
No, I brought them in just for this, man. You guys are good. You guys can go.
Are you sure?
Yeah, man. Thank you. They're good, man.
Hey, partner, I hope you're not bummed about the level of destruction that we brought to your obstacle course there. I don't know if you have a guy or whatever, but we can help you get it, you know, set back up.
Oh, no, quite the opposite, man. Like, that ruled. You got, that was great. I loved kind of the violent aspect to it. That was great.
Okay, great.
First question, and whoever wants to jump in, why did you decide to become an abnormal hero?
Well, I can go first. Where I came from, where I was raised, was an extremely religious environment.
Oh, boy. Okay.
It was, we were members of the Methodist Church.
Methodist, you said?
Methodist.
Okay.
Church. I went to look at the judges and they've left. Oh, my.
They love that. Justin, I'm the judge, jury, and
executioner.
They
came over to your house, maybe.
A lot of the judges, it seems like, were thinking you were going to go with Catholic, and they're really like, they're realizing that it
could have been. That's why the judges don't get on the mic. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
They don't have the expansive mind of Clint McElroy.
They who can't judge.
Yeah.
The Methodists are it was a very repressive society.
Uh-huh.
Very puritanical.
That's funny.
I love the dance. I love to dance. It's a part of my being, and they had banned dancing. So I always have hated people that are persecuted for what they love, for their passions, for people who
you hate the
are
people
not allowed
who are
to exercise their passions.
Oh, okay.
So you hate the people, or you hate the persecution?
No, I don't hate anyone. But I hated being persecuted, and I left. I came here. I decided that I would be hoofless, and I came here to this realm to protect those who have been persecuted for their passions.
And the spy thing.
well,
we were all wondering.
I have learned. Yes. Well, I mean, that's the best way.
To learn dance.
I need to infiltrate and change the way people feel. I plan on learning all these spy skills and then going back to my planet and teaching them not only how to dance, but how to be sneaky.
Okay, cool.
But I have to be sneaky. I have to infiltrate and I have to be a spy
sneaky
in
dance.
Order to...
Okay,
yes,
got it.
Yes, to do the dancing.
Sneaking dancing. Okay, sneaky dancing. Got it. What about you? Blue Seal, was it?
Navy Seal.
Navy Seal. Oh.
Yes, not an actual active service member of the Navy. Well, it's a family business. Surely you're aware of the Royal Seals.
Yeah, of course.
Well, the us Ross Seals, we don't usually leave our sort of Antarctic environ, and so all of the Royal Seals are related with something of a family band. So I joined sort of because it was required of me as the oldest of the Seal siblings, and it went pretty good for a long time.
Okay,
and then it did not.
Oh, okay, cool. And what about you, Axel Lyle?
Yeah, I was raised by some Dominican nuns. They help out a lot of the axolotls over there in Lake Xochimilco. So they, I was raised by nuns, man. They trained me up. They taught me their incredible nun fighting style. They said
awesome.
They said it's nameless. And there's no names for it. And if anybody tries to come up with a pun-centric name for it, they said that there is no name and that they're wrong.
Respectful.
Yeah,
okay.
It's very cool. So, yeah, they taught me their fighting style, and I just wanted to just carry on that incredible gift. They gave me a second chance, and now I'm trying to do the same
thing. And they didn't use nunchucks, just to check.
Hugely disrespectful, Carver. I'm a big fan, but that was, you just really
sorry,
stepped
man,
in
I
it.
A second.
I'm so sorry, Lyle, you have to forgive
I'm
me.
I'm sure I'm just glad I didn't say smaxolotl would have been the fighting.
I've spent a lot of time by myself. I'm so
it's sad. Not enough, man. You need more. You're not ready to be around others. That was woof. You know what? Now I'm okay.
Okay, great.
I am also religious. I didn't want to be the only guy without
are
a
you,
sort of...
Are you religious or spiritual?
More spiritual.
Yeah.
I believe in energies.
Well, yeah, man, like electricity.
They're the world's religious fighting team.
Now watch as we tear this phone book in half.
They don't have a Jewish one, but that would be on theme.
Okay, so you were trained by nuns. Cool. And so that just kind of naturally led to being like a cool dude fighter man?
Well, I was for a long time an extreme firefighter.
Oh, cool, man.
Yeah, so when the regular firefighters, and we so respect them, but sometimes it's just too dangerous and too extreme, and they got to call in me. For a while, I was on another team. The Amphiba Force would call me in sometimes if they had like a really extreme fire-centric scenario. And then We were just like talking, and I told them that I didn't go through metamorphosis. You know, axolotls don't. And they got super weird, and I haven't heard from them since, so whatever. It's not like even a
okay,
problem.
Okay, cool, man.
Had no idea.
All right.
Just, whatever. It's,
what a bunch of terrible. Stinky pants.
Can you, again, man, God, this is my family we're talking about. You guys are just doing this stuff with nunchucks and stinky pants. And just
hey,
like the base decorum. You know what I mean?
I'm trying to support you.
Read the room. All right? Read the room, cowboy. Read the room.
All right, man. Well, listen.
What about you?
I'm ready. Me.
What about a little turt for tat?
Well, I'm...
that rule!
That was really good.
I want to say it again, and I want all you eyes to bust up. So if there's any kids listening, they'll know that was funny. Here we go.
Okay, do it again. Yeah, take
How
it again.
How about a
take
little turt for tat? Made it into a clown show, and I'm furious.
Well, yeah, man. I was one of the Greenback Guardians, you know, like the original. Okay. And, you know, we were trained by Professor Dr. Barth Monroe. Yeah, man, we fought Dr. Kildev and other.
I'm a little more interested in what you've been doing lately, huh?
Oh, yeah. Well, I would say kind of quiet mostly fighting crime whenever I can get away with it and not get caught fighting crime. Building the carvery, of course.
Amazing work for it for what for a sort of self-professed amateur hobbyist. It is remarkable.
Although I gotta say though, in the last 20 minutes, man, at least 7 different people have come in here trying to buy choice cuts of meat. And you may want to think about that because it does sound like an artisanal butcher shop.
I'm going to take it off Yelp. That's a good call. And
it's a good cover, you, man, though, man. It's a good cover.
Yeah. Thank you. And I'll tell you, Navy, there's so many YouTube videos about building your own warehouse, kind of post-apocalyptic, like scrap metal gauntlet. You know what I mean? It was amazing, man. I basically learned it all through there. But mostly I've just been preparing all of that and getting ready to find myself kind of a team that I can like take under my wing.
You know, I never thought I could do those kinds of projects, but during COVID, I really branched out, you know?
We all had a lot of time.
Yeah, man, we had a lot of free time. Couldn't get out there as much. And
I started making my own bread. I don't know about you all, but
as long as you're not making your own cheese, man, because then you got to see a doctor.
That's one of the symptoms of COVID.
Bad thing for you, I guess.
But you guys are kind of glossing over the part where I was like, I'm looking for a team to like train it, you know, Dr.
Well,
Bart.
To be fair, man, I assumed it was something like that, or otherwise, this is one heck of a how did you do?
Yeah.
So did we pass?
Did you see when I said hatchet man to me?
Yeah, that was pretty cool. So I like that. And hey, excellent toss with your butt there, Roger. That was excellent, man.
What a wild way to do it.
It worked, man.
You know they say, shake your tail feather. I sort of did.
Yeah. Wait, it's feathers?
A lot of biologically confusing stuff in that.
So, yeah, I'm going to say kind of a trial run. But you guys, like I said, good bones, good beginning of a team. Stuff we can work on. Definitely some notes, but
always.
I think you guys are ready for your first, like, mission under my tutelage. You know what I mean? How's that sound, boys?
It would be an honor.
Sure.
Okay, amazing.
Sign me up.
Whatever your mission is, I accept it.
Okay, awesome, man. So, time to hack into the computer system and find you guys some crime. I'm not normally the guy who does this, but give me a second. And he opens the laptop.
Wait, you're a crime guy?
No, what? No, I'm going to find you, like, potential thing that you could sign.
I was saying, we did give a really hard agree to whatever. And if you
It would
been
be wild
like,
if I was like, yeah, go rob a bank.
Yeah, that
would
have been something else.
Here's what we're going to do. Let me hack into the web. And you see him, like, open basically, like, his computer, and it comes up, and it's like, okay, I got to put in my password. Okay, we're in.
Not really hacking.
Ironclad.
And he goes, sorry. And he's just like hunting, pecking, you know, okay. And he goes to First Book, which is, of course, River City First Book, that is their kind of like all in one like social media platform and browser. He's like, okay, let's see. Events.
It's just people trying to sell their old IKEA furniture.
Yeah. Oh, I don't. Oh, that's it.
Is that fireworks or gunshots?
No, they've got, I can buy big gears for my spinning log on here. That's good. Yeah, order.
Awesome.
Get that. Okay, great. Hold on. Oh, here we go, man. This is perfect. Okay, it looks like tonight, at River City First Stadium, he's hosting like a big kind of gala to celebrate the River City runner-ups, their 50th consecutive second place finish.
Amazing.
Yeah, they're
one
getting
for the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, they're getting a big, like, silver kind of football trophy thing, man. That's, there's been, like, a rash of, like, silver theft in town. That's going to get hit, man.
Your crime senses are tingling.
No, I'm just reading it. It's just here.
Oh, okay. Just basic.
Yeah, no, I looked it up on the internet.
All right.
Yeah, that it's pretty cool, like man. The internet's pretty great.
Sounds like a job for... And I really thought that I would just, if I got momentum there, it would just kind of come to me. But it did. It did not.
Try this out. How do you like this? More, more, more.
So confusing.
Is that like a Tony thing?
Sort of. I thought of that. Yes.
Okay.
What about?
We'll keep working on it.
What about?
More. I think it's got something for it.
I look at the three of us. I look at the sign that very much makes it sound like this is a high-end butcher shop.
What about Surf and Turf? A celebration of our variety, our diversity, and our fields of expertise.
I like that.
Doesn't it kind of sound like, and also Exile?
But you are the daywalker. You live between the surf and the
people
turf.
What they're going to think is I'm your driver. They're going to think I'm the happy, you know, just getting you all from A to B.
You're the
Right, but like, man, I guess what I'm saying is like, if you go to see Hall & Oates and there's a third guy near them. You wouldn't immediately assume.
That's the end.
That he was another Oates.
This is a different Oates. Yeah, he's both a Hall and an Oates.
It felt strong to me, but I realize now that it was hugely exclusionary.
Hey everybody, it's me, Spike Explosion, your favorite transportation secretary of the all-unicorn mercenary group, Unicorn. I'm here to tell you about buying fireworks and how bad it is to buy fireworks from an unlicensed dealer. That isn't always a good idea. Sometimes it can be, it can work out in your favor and everything will be just fine. But one out of 17 times, things go horribly awry. And one of those unlicensed fireworks, well, they just might explode your horn off. And you don't want that, let me tell you, especially if you're part of the unicorn or if you're just even an average citizen of the unicorn population. If you lose your horn, well, you just immediately become a regular horse and you lose your ability to speak languages. You run a little bit slower because you're less aerodynamic, of course. And you also have a gaping hole in your head. Also, you just start doing horse stuff like neighing and being obedient and allowing saddles to be put on you. You don't want that. Nobody wants that. That would be insane. So please stay away from those unlicensed dealers. Go to someone with a bona fide license. That's the smartest thing to do because they'll have fireworks that won't damage you, or they'll teach you the proper methods in order to use them appropriately such that your horn will stay where it belongs, right between your eyes. All right, everybody, that's been Spike Explosion telling you this important safety tip, because as you know, knowing is 1/8 to 1/17 the battle.
Maximum Fun.
A worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows.
Supported
directly
by you.